Well, we press on, with or without gruff throats and colds. So, a few days before Christmas, the phone rang, and I rushed to answer it. Needn't have done, though, because picked it up, and there was one of these automated voices telling me rather solemnly that my internet connection was going to be cut off that day. I put the phone down, smiled myself, and thought, I don't think I'll be troubling myself over that. And so here we are, 2 weeks later, internet connection absolutely fine, no problems with email, somebody somewhere out there had got a scam going. And anyway, there was that. But isn't this something that we can get rather weary of, hearing warnings? Well, we heard, didn't we, in political terms of Project Fear, and all that was meant to happen to us with Brexit, and well, we're still all here, and the rest of it there. The people can get rather, well, cynical. There we are, this scam, another scam, how many more? If you remember a few years back, well, it was forever, that you seemed to have relatives dying in Nigeria, relatives you'd never heard of, and who on their deathbeds, their dying wish was that their $1 million, whatever it is, should be given, well, to yours truly. And, well, I read about 3 1 week once upon a time. Well, that one came, that one went, and obviously trying to tell us our internet connections are going to go down is the latest one. But we can become cynical. Oh, heard it all. It's not going anywhere. Fake news. End of. And we can become cynical. And of course, the world out there is very cynical and gets so attuned to cynicism because there are so many people out there trying to fool you. There are so many people trying to tell you a story, get you to part with some money, whatever else it might be. But we miss the real warnings and the true things that we need to take heed of and take to heart. The warnings of Scripture. The world out there almost hears them as though it were just another scam, just another Project Fear, just another way of getting you to part with your money or come under the authority of some wild authoritarian pastor or something like that. So the stories run. And people, and even we as believers, can become quite cynical. We've heard it before. Well, it doesn't help, does it, when people prophesy the end of the world? We had one of those a year and a half or so ago. Of course, that was nonsense. Scripture tells us nobody knows that day, that hour. And so how these people can think that they know it is beyond me. But while the church has its own series of failed prophecies, we need to take heed to the true warnings of Scripture. We rise, don't we, here, year ending, God willing, another year beginning, not common era, Anno Domini, year of our Lord, another year of grace, another year of opportunity and challenge. But one day, it is all going to change, even in that psalm. Supernatural happenings, victories, the parting of the Red Sea, the slaying of the firstborn in Egypt. What astonishing things. Here we are, living in many ways, spiritually in our land, a very unastonishing time. Hard work and labor, so we go, and waiting for something to happen, and, well, we're waiting, aren't we, for that intervention of God, that our land would be blessed again. And we can just become habituated to the thought it just goes on like this. But it won't. One day, all will change. And all that we see around us is going to change. Very, very dramatic. Everything in the heavens, everything on earth, dissolve with fervent heat. We're going to see the heavenly bodies shaken. Imagine it. We always should have that day in view. It says in 2 Peter chapter 3, doesn't it? Scoffers will come in the last days. Where is his coming? Where is this coming? Well, the world just goes on as it always has from our fathers since creation. Now, they don't even believe in creation, do they? But that sense, it's just always like this. There is no supernatural inbreaking. There is no supernatural future out there, some other dimension. And they become cynical, weary of it. But we don't. Or if we are, we should repent, because that is what Scripture opens up to us. Not a new year, but a whole new home. Home of righteousness, the new heavens, the new earth. So don't think, it's all out there somewhere. Well, is it ever going to happen? Cynicism can rob us of the blessing, the future that we are looking forward to. Our great God is most distinctly supernatural and will work great wonders that make what seems to us incredible and impossible happen in a twinkling of an eye. So keep your ears and eyes open. Be watchful. Be vigilant. Don't get careless and heedless. Otherwise, we drift and drift into unbelief. Keep alert to what Scripture is showing us from the past, which is just soaked in extraordinary happenings, and a future which equally is going to absolutely be soaked in wonderful, extraordinary, supernatural events. So may God bless us, finishing a year. May God bless us as we enter, by his grace, into a new one. Let's sing our second hymn, 155, 155, one there is above all others.